Good morning. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, an evidence-based radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insight for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, with a 23-year tradition of quality nutritional supplements and healthcare products at everyday low prices. So we can help you, help yourself, live healthy, live wise, live strong to your fullest potential, one step at a time. Our topic today is mushrooms, their medicinal properties. And joining us today is Tanya Ritko. Hello, Tanya, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Tanya is a registered holistic nutritionist and is a product specialist and health educator with Purica. Tanya was inspired by her family to study the relationship between food and hormones and blood sugar, cardiovascular, and overall health. And has 13 years of natural health industry experience with a passion for the power of natural whole foods, plant-based nutrition, and educational marketing. So, Tanya, we're going to talk about mushrooms today.
You bet.
Yeah, for most of us, the experience we have is with mushrooms is on the dinner plate or in the in our salad, but mushrooms have a long medicinal history.
Oh, yes, they sure do. They've actually been used for thousands of years. They've been used with ancient traditional medicine practitioners, have relied on them for thousands of years of experiential application, not just for medicinal, but also profound positive impact mushrooms can have on our overall well-being and health. And it's really just been that the Western culture has caught on and relied on the research to basically validate that what has already been known and used for thousands of years with specific species and their health-promoting properties.
Yeah. So. Now, when you say experiential application, is that sort of like a trial and error?
Yeah, basically, I mean, they've been using these. This has been used for thousands. If you look at back at any of the mushrooms, they've been such a long history of use. So they were doing it for medicinal properties, but also just for the benefits that have been shown over the number of years for their overall health and well-being. It was something that that was very prized. Some that actually they were only sometimes given to the emperors or a royalty. So they were actually very mushrooms were not even available. They were looked upon as guarded, and so the fact that they're actually available now is pretty extraordinary.
So we're just really finding out about them. So,
absolutely.
What is the difference then? If I mean, we eat fruit, we eat vegetables, grains, meats, and so on. But what's different about mushrooms that's different from all these other things?
Well, it's definitely how you eat is important and eating healthy, but what makes mushrooms, there's a number of things. Mushrooms are, but one thing that's kind of interesting, I don't know if you knew, but what makes them different is that they're so close to our DNA. They're 40% of our DNA matches with mushrooms, which is pretty interesting in itself.
Yeah, for sure.
And they have several compounds known as, beta-glucans that actually do help. They're known to have components that help with our health, specific properties that can actually have health benefits.
So when you said 40, you said 40%.
40, that's right.
Not 4 or 1 4, it's 40.
No, 40%, which is pretty interesting. There's so much information on mushrooms, actually, even if people are interested in looking further within them and they look on PubMed, you'll find so much information on especially with more recent research as well.
Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing that there's that much of a match. Now, you mentioned beta-glucan. Now, just so we're clear and on the pronunciation,
right,
this isn't gluten, as in, like a gluten-free diet. But
right. No.
This is glucan with a G-L-U-C-A-N.
C-A-N, that's correct. And they're a polysaccharide. So they don't break into smaller building blocks of sugar in negative ways. In fact, they are, with combination with other mushrooms, they can actually help with blood sugar. But those are the properties that actually really are the medicinal offer a number of health benefits have been shown. And they're in other foods, but it's actually in the mushrooms there's a number of compounds, peptides and different compounds that work together that make them so special and why that they have the medicinal properties that they do.
So a polysaccharide is a sugar,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a sugar that's doing us harm. It's one of those sugars that the body actually requires for good health.
That's correct. Absolutely.
So now you mentioned peptides. Now that's going to be an amino acid chain.
Right. Yeah, the various compounds are what working together that make the mushrooms why they're so powerful, why they have those medicinal properties.
And then there's, in my reading, I found that there was a compound called triterpenes. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, yes.
I found that was interesting, as though it's the sap and the resin that the mushroom excretes or exudes has mm-hmm. these properties within it as well.
That's right. Yeah, there's a number of different properties that are pretty, it's pretty interesting when you look into it, these properties that actually, the benefits that you can build your system with, and just the immune building properties with the mushrooms.
So the structure sounds very unique, and I guess that's answering my question on how is it different from fruits and vegetables, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So some of their properties I find are what, antiviral, almost an antibiotic style of resistance.
Yeah, there's a number of different
antioxidant as well, and
there's antioxidants, antiviral, anti-inflammatory, really providing serious immune support. The mushrooms also have different ways of mitigating stress in the body. They really work as immune modulators. So that's the way the body, and I should explain that a little bit.
Yeah, immune modulator?
Yeah, an immune modulator. In order for your body to really be at the top of the game and for your immune system to be working well, you really don't want to have an overactive system or underactive system. So if you have an overactive system, then your body will start fighting against itself or sort of your allergies and things like that, where an underactive system, you're going to be more prone to infections and more prone to getting sick. So it's really finding that balance to not have the overactive or underactive, and the mushrooms have an innate ability to really balance the system. So that's they're really where they, where they shine, is really supporting the immune system to provide very strong support.
So that's those unique properties and how they blend in with our
mm-hmm.
with our chemistry, I suppose, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So the mushroom itself, I'm wondering if there's different parts of the mushrooms that's more preferable than others.
Well, there's different, and that's interesting because there are certain compounds, and that's actually with the research that's been done. They isolate certain compounds, which have been shown with Purica, with their mushrooms, they use the full mushroom. So and what they do, how they're able to do that without just extracting, is actually it's a newer technology about micronizing.
Okay.
And so this basically unlocks all the ingredients in the mushroom and converts them to a tiny, highly absorbable particle, so that all the active ingredients that are bound in the mushroom fiber, because if you were just say, well, why not just eat the mushrooms? Why don't we just, these mushrooms are good, why don't I just eat them? But the molecule is actually too big for your digestive system to really get those medicinal properties, and that's why this doing this, it allows the active ingredients to be released and that they're actually bioavailable.
So that's
that you can. It unlocks basically the active compounds from their indigestible, fibrous matrix.
Yeah, I heard it described as almost like a fibrous armor that the mm-hmm. the mushroom has. And doesn't matter how much we chew or even the acids in our stomach, it just doesn't break it down.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
So the micronizing is reducing all of that prior to consumption.
Mm-hmm.
So then the bioavailability to our bodies is going to be that much greater then?
That's right. And the only reason you wouldn't have to do the extraction is being able to, you're able to get all the compounds as opposed to just isolated ones, which would be if you're using more of an alcohol or water extraction, where this allows that you're able to not draw out certain compounds at the expense of others, but you're able to have all the compounds and all the active ingredients, and that's what it does. It's actually quite an expensive process to do, but the results and the effectiveness is really quite something.
So it's far more effective than, and I suppose efficient in extracting mm-hmm. than just the brewing. Like I know they use water, they'll use alcohol, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's far less effective. I mean, we can do that and make a tea almost and drink it, have some benefit. We can eat it, have some benefit, but not the full benefit of what the mushroom can provide for us overall.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it, using the full mushroom, so that's the mycelium, the root system, the whole entire life cycle of the mushroom, so it's a full spectrum mushroom that's used, it actually makes it like a superfood, really.
So when you say full spectrum, we're talking about, like, okay, I'm going to say, okay, we got the stem and we got this little toadstool type looking mm-hmm. thing. I mean, I know these mushrooms aren't traditionally looking like that. These are a whole different family of mushrooms, not our typical grocery store variety.
No, exactly. They're, if you think of, actually the largest mushroom, just to give a concept of the mycelium root system, is, I believe it's in Oregon, and it's like 2,000 acres, so it's all the mycelium root system. So this is, mushrooms are pretty intelligent. They're like, somebody consider them like the Earth internet system, because they actually can go for miles. So the whole mushroom cycle. So this is done in a lab so that you don't have any cross-contamination, because if you were out in the wild, you could have underneath the gills of the mushroom, you could get some cross-contamination.
Okay.
Where this is done, you're able to get the full maximum, grown to full maturation on organic plant source material, organic, and then it's able to be, you get the maximum benefit without any worries about that.
So this is a full life cycle. You're taking advantage
exactly.
of the entire growth cycle of the mushroom.
Yeah.
So at different points along the way, there's going to be different compounds that you're wanting to extract to maximize
mm-hmm.
this. What are the different parts of the mushroom?
So there's the mycelium roots that I was talking about. It starts, and then there's, of course, on the top, people look at the button mushroom, but it's basically the whole, the stem, the root system, the beginning of the spores, the complete life cycle. So it would be right from the start to the finish.
And I also, I think in my reading, isn't there part of the strata in which they grow in? Don't they extract some of the compounds from that as well because of the excretion of the mushroom?
Mm-hmm. The importance is really also allowing to take the time for the entire growth cycle.
Yeah.
So allowing it, like, the maximum yield to grow to the growing conditions. So that's why growing to the maturity would be like 20 to 45 weeks, depending on the mushroom, and having it the exacting temperature, the light, the oxygen, everything, so that all of it is captured is really important.
Yeah.
If it's grown too quickly, then too much starch. So it's optimal to have the less starch, the better.
Okay.
So that's why you want, that's an important thing for having high quality. Mm-hmm.
So Tanya, we've got about maybe 1 to 2 minutes left before mm-hmm. we take a commercial break.
You bet.
Do you have a final comment, let's say, regarding the differences between mushrooms and other foods?
Just really that they are potent. If you're looking for something to really strengthen your immune system, mushrooms are second to none, for sure. They're really, really just for overall health and supporting and strengthening and mitigating stress. Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Okay, so we'll take a brief commercial break, and when we return, we'll pick up on what you just mentioned on about the immune system and how six different mushrooms blended together offer that immune support and health.
Thank you.